Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on sufficing on little as far as our eating, as far as our drinking, and as far as our clothing is concerned. So today's hadith, we'll find that a person, who is a rich person, who is a wealthy person? Different people will have different ideas of wealth. A person who's living in abject poverty, in his mind, that person who's earning 5,000 rand a month is a wealthy person. The person who's earning 5,000 rand a month, in his mind, that person who's getting 10,000 a month, he's a wealthy person. Person who's got 10,000, he thinks that person who's getting 50,000 is a wealthy person. Like that, if a person is a millionaire, he thinks that person who's a billionaire is a wealthy person. And like that, it goes on. If a person is a billionaire, he thinks that person who's in a billion-dollar bracket, he's a wealthy person. So it's all about the mind. And today this hadith will teach us what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, that who really has got the treasure of the world. This hadith is telling us who really got the treasure of the world. In our mind, it's figures and comparisons with others, but the reality is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam is telling us. So today's hadith, an Ubaidillah ibn Muhsin al-Ansari al-Khatami radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi mu'afan fi jasadihi عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها رواه الترمذي. حضرت عبيد الله ابن محسن الأنصاري الخطمي رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever wakes up in the morning at peace with himself, من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه, سربه in his قيامغة, in his dwelling, in his place where he went to sleep with himself. In other words, he woke up at peace. Ulama explained, what is peace? Peace here means the person woke up without any fear and without any danger. We sometimes don't know what it is to wake up with fear. Sometimes you find the people in Gaza, the people in Palestine, whole night there's bombing taking place. Fear, they don't know whether they're going to get hit, going to get struck. So that fear that you wake up, what's going to happen? Sometime we went through this experience, looting time, what's going to happen? There's fear, people are not sleeping. But when a person wakes up in the morning, he wakes up without any fear. There's no danger. He wakes up nicely. So this is the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. That person that wakes up in the morning at peace. Mu'afan fi jasadihi. Second thing is, he's got a health in his body. He's got a healthy body. In other words, he wakes up without any physical ailments, any problems. So the first was mental well-being. It was peace. Second was physical well-being. His body is okay. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, third thing, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. He has enough provision for one day. Enough provision he has for just one day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is as if he has been given all the treasures of the whole world. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. As though this person has been given the treasures of the whole world. Simple thing like that. He woke up at peace. He's got a healthy body. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he's just got one day's provision. It's as though he's got so much, it's as though he's got the treasures of the whole world. Can you imagine how many days provision we got? If we just think about it, in our freezers, in our fridges, and our cupboards are packed up, how many days provision we got, and our money, and our balances. Yeah, just one day, and the person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is saying that he's got the treasures of the whole world. So therefore it's a mental thing, it's a psychological thing. If their mind becomes right, then a poor person also will feel like he's a rich person. And if the mind is not right, then even a rich person will be chasing and chasing as though he is also a poor person. One person, Sufi Iqbal, Muhajir Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he was closely related to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So one day he came and told him that, Hazrat, I got shock, I got desire that I want to get involved in business. In business, there's nothing wrong if a person needs to get involved. In fact, sometimes it's necessary where a person needs to earn a livelihood. But sometimes you get a person who's already got his monthly income coming in. But just out of shock, out of desire, and sometimes it's out of greed that a person may want to earn more and more and more. Now this is something that is discouraged, where it's just a desire to earn more. One shop, he needs to go to another shop, he needs to go to another shop. So anyway, he came and he asked the Shaykh al-Hadith, he said, I got this shock now. Although he had income, that I need one to open up a business, I'm going to get more involved in business. So the Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, see these buzruks, these pious people, they just teach you to think right. So he said, you see how I think. The Shaykh al-Hadith says, see how I think. My thinking is like this, is that every factory, he was in Saharanpur at that time, he was teaching. He said, the thinking of mine is that every factory and every shop here in Saharanpur belongs to me. All the people that are working there are all my employees. Everything is running, all these people are there, they're just working. The accountants are there, the people managing the shops are there, the people working in the factory are there. And they handle everything for me. Every single thing they handle for me. They handle the bookkeeping, they handle the serving, they handle the work. And monthly, whatever needs to come to me, they're sending it to me, I'm getting it. And the balance, they're keeping it for themselves. And the work is carrying on. But everything here belongs to me. So now, well, a person who thinks that everything belongs to him, will he want to desire to open up another shop? Will he want to open up another factory? Well, in his mind, everything is mine. What I need to get, I'm getting it and I'm carrying on. And what they need to get, they're getting and they're also carrying on. So everyone is carrying on happily. But it just teaches you that when the mind comes right, then everything comes right. There was one person that he had a shop in one town. So he wanted mashwara. So he came to ask for mashwara that I got one shop in one town. The shop is doing well and we, alhamdulillah, coming out comfortably. But next to the taxi rank, there's another shop that has become available. And that area is very busy. There's taxis coming in and going, but only thing is dangerous. Very dangerous. Every now and then one shop gets robbed, there's some hold up, there's somebody getting shot, that type of thing, but there's a lot of business to be made there. Should I open up another shop in that area? This is the mashura he wanted. So I told him, hold on, I'll find out from my ustad as a mufti sahab. So when I asked him, so he mentioned something very nice. So I said, these buzrugs, they get you just thinking. So he says, one of the objectives of working is to get peace of mind. One of the objectives for a person working to be employed is peace of mind. If you're going to open up a shop where there's a fear all the time of getting robbed, of somebody getting mugged, of somebody getting shot, you're actually defeating the purpose of opening up a shop. The purpose is to get peace of mind. You're defeating the purpose by doing this. Why do all the effort and then defeat the purpose of that effort? It's foolish to do that. Allah has given you one shop, peacefully, peace of mind. You carry on with one shop, there's no need. Whatever is meant to come will come. Why you want to kill that peace of mind? So this is when you talk to the pious and you speak to them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also telling us, think like that. That it's as though you got the whole, got the treasure of the whole world. You just got three things. Just to recap, what are the three things? Person wakes up in the morning without any fear, without any danger. His body is okay. He can manage. He can come to the masjid. He can wake up. He can read his namaz. He can talk. He can move. And the third thing is, a person has got just one day's provision. It's as though he has been given the treasures of the whole world. Which one of us can say that we haven't got the treasures of the world? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make real shukr for all the favors and the ni'mat that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.